This year will be a little different than the other shiurim in the past. Since Tuesday I have to say Shia on Kibra Avim, because I have to say other shiurim in different communities, so I didn't have time to prepare the Shia. So what I did was Thursday evening, I started writing down all the shiurim that I could say over. I did a few times and people enjoyed it, so I figured they'll enjoy it now here also. Huh? I said the shiurim I could say over, okay? Yeah. Alright. Someone was married for 22 years. It's a chatchanis. They have a family. Baruch Hashem, a big family. And she happened to be talking to her best friend. And the best friend told her, you know, I was the shatchan for you. She says, what do you mean you were shatchan for me? Your mother was a shatchan. Well, it was my idea. I told my mother. So I said, who paid the shatchanis? So she didn't have parents when she was a kala. So her uncle paid the shatchanis. Who did she pay shatchanis to? To her mother. No, so I said, you have to be tovei your mother. You have to tovei your mother because it's your best friend who's supposed to get part of the shatchanis. Her mother's not alive. She died since then. So what do you do with shatchanis? The first one is a machlekes apaiskim. Who has the chiv shatchanis? When a chasen kala getting here, who's the chiv on the chasen kala, or the chiv on the parents? So it's a machlekes. I'm the nezer nech shai. Two daily soul. Who the chiv is on? I'm the nezer learns the chiv is on the parents. The shai learns the chiv is on the chasen kala. Just because they don't have the money, the parents pay. So Shaila is what to do over here. Does she have to pay shatchanis to her friend or not? So she mentioned to me, so she told her best friend, you know, she said, listen, I owe you shatchanis. She says, if you owe me shatchanis, I'm Michael. So the question is, do you have to pay? If you're Michael, because the Indian, there's certain Indian which is shatchanis, not only it's a momistic thing, but it's also things, you know, in the gaya, children, the gaya, other things that can happen because you didn't pay shatchanis. So I once asked this many years ago to Chaim Kanevsky. I asked him if someone comes and says, I'm doing yeshidach, I'm not paying, I don't want shatchanis. Is the Indian still to push to pay shatchanis? The person's Michael, he doesn't want it. So he told me, there's no Indian to pay. The person is Michael after. I said, what about the other Nyanim? He says, Admin is at Michael, you're potter from everything. So in this case, the Michael Shatchanis case, there was no, then they don't have to, if the friend says she's Michael Shatchanis now, if she's Chayev, anyway, I told her she's not Chayev anyway, you're not Chayev. Anything, the mother of the Kever is Chayev, which you probably can't go collect it. So, all right. Huh? I said the father, the husband's still alive. The husband's still alive. But the maestro, she's Michael, so it's not the game.
I had a case
that
she wasn't, she never said she was Michael.
And she never said Michael? Maybe. She has a right against the. She has a right to go to the Yerushim. Yeah, probably. Huh? No! There's two things. It's Mominus plus other things. So if they're not Michael, so you have at least the Mominus part. So the Mominus part is. Usually get one third. We'll talk about it. There's another case of shidduch came up. We'll talk about it again.
Where's the
part down? It's a Ramah, Ichashemishbet Kuf Pehe. And also it's a Ramah in Ebenezer Simnun Hey. Two places mentioned. Huh? Ramah is based on it's a business deal. Just like you do a business deal with a piece of real estate. A house. You're a salesman for a house.
It's a chiv.
Just like you have to chiv to pay shatchanis. If someone tells you, you know, there's a house over here for sale, you don't know about it, you have to pay shatchanis. People don't even realize. You pay a certain percent for shatchanis. So it's a business deal. We look at it as a business deal. I'm always to be a time in Shah Mishpat, another in Archa Shulchan, in old times in Dit Shiduchim, the amount of dowry, you have to pay a percent of the amount of dowry. You know, if the dowry was, let's say $100,000, you had to pay the machlekes. You pay 4%, 5%, or 6%. The shayla in the paiskim. What percent you have to pay of the shat? That was the shatkanos in those times. Today, it's a set sum, whatever it is. It depends on each community. At Seoul, America, New York, Chicago, it depends on the communities.
What happens if you, a broker calls you, you tell him, I can't use you because I have a mishpacha that's a broker, so please don't call me. They call you anyway, you say, the house is selling sale on such and such a price.
Yeah.
You bought the house with your broker.
Yeah. You still have to pay something to the...
Yes.
Yeah, even a shidduch. I have women that call me up, or men call me up. Someone spoke to a beautiful shidduch, a very nice shidduch, but they hold the one who spoke to shidduch will mess up the shidduch. So I want to get somebody else who's a better mumcha who will do a good job. I get the child on a constant basis. So I said, yes, you can get somebody. It's your child. You don't own your child. You get what you want. But if the shidduch works out, then you got a problem. We're going to have to pay the first person shatronis.
You can negotiate before.
Yes or no? We won't talk about it. So let's say there's some shatronim in New York that say, you know, my price is $10,000 a shidduch. There are people like that. If I do a shidduch, my going rate is $10,000. Regulars, you know, $1,500, $1,000. I charge $10,000. So the whole shidduch price came, I say, okay, if you give me a shidduch, you'll get your $10,000. And then it should have happened, they're not so pushy, you have to pay. So Gansu Machlekes, Rambo, Shach, Gansu Machlekes, the Paiskim. But that's not today, okay?
I
guess
if the guy, the Shach Maisa, does it with the intent to get money, it's not
Mormonist
if the guy doesn't want money.
Right, if he says he doesn't want, I'm doing it, right, if the person says, listen, I have a nice house, I don't want money. I just want to, then once you say that, then you can't back off later. Unless the right, you're out of the service, yes. Huh? I will tell her she should go to her mother and get asked back a certain percent of the what she got.
So how does that work? The mother did all the work and
it was the girl's idea. The mother would never have done it. All right. Let's come up. This is not another part of the shir. Okay. Okay. Bametzra. Someone has a piece of property to sell. So normally the halach is the next door neighbor, if they want to widen the house, they have first rights to the house. It's halacha bametzra and chesha mishpat. Someone has a house three houses away. Can you tanya? I'm bametzra. I have first dibs. I want to buy the house. The din is, there's no bametzra. Bametzra has to be mamish. You have to manage the neighboring. You know, it's
next door.
And it has to be in a place that you want to make your house bigger. Let's say if you want to buy the house for your child, or you don't want your house bigger, you want to buy it for investment. That's no bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah is because you want to make your house bigger. But if you're doing it because of investments, or you want to buy it for your child, you don't want to make your house bigger, then there's no halacha bar mitzvah.
But Bar Mitzvah doesn't dictate the price.
Huh? No, we're not talking about price. We're talking about Bar Mitzvah that first dips to the piece of property.
Okay, as long as the person wants to pay the price, that's even the shayla.
Yeah, we're not going to the price. We're talking about the halacha Bar Mitzvah. If let's say Bar Mitzvah says, Bar Mitzvah can't say, listen, no one could buy it besides me. You know, you're charging $200,000 for a piece of property. No one's going to buy it but me, and I want it for $150,000. He can take it. He can't do such a thing. It has to be the market price. It has to be. He can't force someone.
Pay the market price. What's the shiloh?
Huh? Shiloh. Someone else wants the house.
Give it to.
Huh?
He
wants it.
I want to put in a bid first.
Right.
But the other bid is full market too.
We're talking about. We're not going to the shiloh. We're going to shiloh bar mitzvah. Got to be how to sell. What to sell. That we're not going to right now. Another shiloh. Someone walked into a store. And he saw a beautiful fruit. He never saw it before in his life. They're charging $5 for the fruit, each fruit. Somebody called me up Friday. He walked into a store, he saw a beautiful fruit. He doesn't press. He's not going to spend $5 for fruit, no matter what it is, okay? So he wants to know, can he make a bracha shechiyan on it? Do you have to buy it to eat it or not? You make a bracha. So the Mechaber says, Kor, in Reish Chafei, in Arachayim, the Mechaber says, that right, you see a new pre, even biyat chaveir, it's not in your fruit, biyat chaveir, The Mechaber says you make a bracha shechiyanu. Because we're not to wait until we eat it. But mikad din, you make even right. If you see a new fruit on a tree, it's a newer season. You have right. You make bracha. Just we're not to do it when we eat it. But the person who first eat it, and the Mechaber says we're chaveir, certainly you can make a bracha. So I said, one second, let me finish. So I asked him, why don't you buy the fruit? He said, I'm not going to pay $5 for a fruit. $5 for a fruit.
How do you know this was a fruit that's not new? You're telling it's a new fruit.
I'm telling what he told. I'm telling.
He never saw it.
He never saw the fruit.
That doesn't make it a new fruit.
Maybe. But he's just
saying. Is it a din? In other words, I've never seen it before?
No. Huh?
No.
If a guy who knows the world is not a batlin, you know what I mean? He sees fruit, he goes to stores and so on. Never saw such a fruit before.
It doesn't make it a new fruit.
Because the ikka is simcha salev. The only shayla is, do you make it's this make a bracha shechiyanu? The mishmu says only of a shush, it's not a chiyuv. However, the tzais hashulchan says, but it should be zoy not to be batlin. That's what the mishmu says. The tzais hashulchan says, bizman hazeh. It's kein chayva. So man, that's why we're matlit in the 3 weeks not to eat new fruits. Okay, that's what the Akseser Shulchan says.
So bottom line is,
you make shechiyanu. If you never saw the fruit before, or it's a new fruit from the season, you don't plan to spend money on it. Agav, I told him, there's interesting Yishalmi. Yishalmi is the last piece of Yishalmi in Sechta Kedushin. Yishalmi says like this. I don't remember the lashon, but Asad, every yid is going to have to give dim lechesbon. If a bunch of created a fruit and you didn't eat that fruit, you also eat dim lechesbon. If you see a new fruit and you don't eat it, you're going to have to eat this lechesbon because this is Banisham's bria, and you don't take it, you're not enough from Banisham's bria. So I told him that this Indian, to, even for this fruit, this $5 fruit, is an Indian with the shot. I told him, the person knows how to learn. I said, look up, here's the Yishalmi, look it up, and then buy your fruit.
What if he saw it during the 3 weeks?
Huh?
If he saw it during the 3 weeks.
Then you buy it and you save it for Shabbos.
Is the Lashon Rishus Chaveiros or Tav Teriyah? Does it have to be in a Yiddish Rishus?
Doesn't make a difference.
Does the Teriyah after Achila later?
Yeah, once you made a bracha, you don't make again a bracha. The shayla is, if I didn't make it the first time, can I make it again? Can I make it, let's say I didn't the first time, second time. That's the whole shayla. But I'm not going to that now. Someone wants on Shabbos. The Issa Tchina. We all know that Issa Tchina is something, by something to do with the car, grows from the ground. One shall take something, a vegetable, and cut it to small pieces like make an Israeli salad. The thing is, you're not allowed to make it on Shabbos. However, if you make it a little bigger than usual, the mishmur, even though the mamor seems to make it, if it's out, you'll have to cut small pieces. But the mishmur brings down shem b'siyaitzim, that's extensive command all paitzkim. Then when you cut into small salads, you should cut it a little bigger than usual. It shouldn't be dak, it should be bigger than usual, even if it's falauta. Okay? That's talocha. So someone called me up, what happens if I cut it with a shinoi, and I a mishana? Can I do it that? I'll cut in such a way, small, real small pieces, but I'll do it a shinoi. So, what?
What kind of shinoi?
He does it the back of a spoon or something like that. He cuts in a way where it's real small. So anyway, the din is, the place can speak out, the Mogavram, they say clearly, the din is, even with a shinoi, it's still asa. It has to be, the din halachis has to be bigger than usual, and you cannot make it real small pieces. Someone for Panasa tutors a child. He tutors a child. But most of the time, he can only tutor him on Shabbos. So the question is, I'm not always getting paid. Let's say he's getting paid $50 an hour. $50 an hour to tutor. So $50 an hour is a Schar Shabbos. What's the answer to do to avoid the Schar Shabbos? In other words, you want to get paid, you can spend an hour Shabbos to learn with him. You want to get paid, and most of the time I can do Shabbos, but sometimes you do during the week. So I told him the Eitzah to do is Bahavla. That means that you haven't worked, don't speak out per hour, even though you and I know this is the amount of time you learn with the child, with the tutoring. However, what you should do is have it in an iPhone that you, he works during the week, you teach him during the week also, and then you pay one lump sum for everything together. Even though you and I know I'm paying per hour, but as long as you don't speak it out, there's no issa of Schar Shabbos. The same thing would be if he gives him a tana. Let's say he gives him a tana and not money, but he gives something that the person, you know, the person is valuable to the person, he would take it as a present. Then if you give a present around the value of what he really owes him, then the person can speak out. It's okay then also.
That's the same thing with
Mashgiach. Mashgiach? Mashgiach on Shia. Someone said, say, Eshu has a Kiddush. So that Mashgiach has a Kiddush. So what they should do is have him do something before Shabbos or after Shabbos. You know, clean up, do something that, so you do it, you have law. Some have babysitters. Some people have babysitters. They go to a Kiddush. They have a young baby at home. So they do is they get a girl to babysit. So same thing also. You have them also babysit during the week, and then you do best of law, and you pay all together in one shot. That's if you have a Jewish babysitter. And there's no nafkamina if the babysitter is Shema Shabbos or not Shema Shabbos. But if the babysitter is a non-Jew, is a guy, then the din is, there's no, since it's not through malacha, there's no Shema Shabbos. So many places can hold that you could tell, you could, let's say you know they're going to come for 2 hours cleaning. You pay them, let's say, $10 an hour. So you owe $20. So what you do is before Shabbos, put in the envelope before Shabbos and tell them this envelope is yours. You can pick it if you want, you can take it now. So then, they take, when they carry out the money, they're carrying their own money. They're not carrying your money, so they're not carrying something for Shvilcha, they're carrying something for they personally need. So that you're allowed to, if it's a guy, then you could take it, then they could take the money on Shabbos.
The Shabbos playbook, you know they're not going to work before or after Shabbos?
That's a problem. After something. Maybe do for preparing for the play group, they do some preparation.
Yeah, the kids come Shabbos morning to watch the kids and children.
Uh-huh.
They don't do anything before Shabbos, they have to do something.
Then have to. If they want to get paid, they have to do something. There's no way out.
Havlah is even if it's a ridiculous amount for 10 minutes and you're paying $300.
Havlah means you're paying everything together.
But for 10 minutes before Shabbos.
Doesn't make a difference. You're paying a one lump sum for everything together. That's Havlah.
I think what the Shabbos called. The agreement was if they agreed to be able to learn on Shabbos, they would get paid just by for agreeing on that. Is that too much so? I
mean, no, that's kind of too far. Okay. All right. All right. Case of Shatan. We started on before, but we didn't get more into it. Someone called up after Shabbos. A woman called up. She has an idea for a Shidduch. And she told a very good idea for Shidduch. The other side says, listen, we like the idea, but we would like to use someone else as being the Shatchan. We feel, you know, this person will be upset if we don't use him, or we feel he's, whatever the reason is, probably because he feels better, can present the Shidduch better, and could probably push the Shidduch through, which they feel the first person can. So the din is, and let's say Shidduch would go through. Now this is Shai was this, you know, it's not Shidduch didn't happen yet. But let's say Shidduch would go through, then you mechusa, the one who has the idea, you have to pay him one third. That's the machlokes, the pesach tshuva in Chashimish, the kufay hey brings down the machlokes, a paiskim, a chayv, a half or a third. The consensus of most paiskim is a chayv and a third. The one who has the idea, and the one who carries through the Shidduch, you know, talking and go back and forth, you know, give and take, the whole back and forth, the whole negotiations, that he gets two thirds. That's the minig in most places like that. Then they ask, if a shidduch does happen, when is the chiyuv shatchanus? When's the chiyuv shatchanus? Normally you get engaged, usually within 3-4 months they get married. Do you pay shatchanus right away? Do you pay shatchanus before the chasana? It's totally, really, a minig amokam. Pashas, if you look in the Ramah, over there in Chashimish and Kufay Hey, Rai says, as soon as the Shidduch happens, you should pay Shatchanus then. However, minhag in most places is to pay it right before the Chasana. That's the minhag in most places, because, let's say, if Chasana Shalom, the Shidduch would happen sometimes, the Shidduch doesn't work out, you know, they're engaged, but they break the Shidduch. So if they pay up already, it's harder to get the money back than if you didn't pay yet. You know how things go. You have to give it back. That's a different shaila. If they break a shidduch, depends why it broke. That depends on the price you speak out. Depends like this. If the shidduch broke because of mekach tois, Let's say the person, the boy, they lied about the boy. They said he's a perfect boy and everything. Found out he's just taking drugs, or he has some. He's taking medication. He's taking, he has his antidepressant. He's taking some medicine, which they're not interested in such a shidduch. So if they lied to him, they didn't tell him the truth. Then it's a mekar tois. Then you can ask for the then you don't have to pay shatchanes. But let's say they got engaged because they want to marry each other. Then afterwards they get to know each other a little bit more. They get disengaged. They don't want to be. They say, oh, maybe it's not for me. So then you can once you pay shatchanes already, then you can't get out of it. Even if you didn't pay shatchanes, there's a strong law to say that. But no one has a chutzpah to go with. They should have paid. They didn't pay yet. No one goes for money. But if they get disengaged, then the din is because they feel now this is not for me. Then they have to.
That I'm going to make stories. I thought I'd get along with them. We thought we're going to get along. We're people from where we went. Why is that make stories?
That's not make stories. Because you should have been when you went out when you got engaged. You figured this is the perfect girl and everything.
What if the girl was told that he's the best boy in Lakewood?
Huh?
What if the girl was told he was the best boy in Lakewood?
So she's a shaita for believing it. One at a time. Yes. Huh? You have to use common sense also, okay? Yes.
When you have more than one shotgun,
yeah.
So the first shotgun that brought the idea, you tell him, I'd rather have somebody else do it.
Yeah, right.
So you have to tell the second one that you have a partner because you're going to lose a third of the shotguns.
Do you have to tell him?
Because if you don't tell him, the thing goes through, you're going to tell him, well, now I can't give you what I wanted to give or whatever you want.
That's the way it came out. You only get two-thirds because someone else had the idea. The only reason you're getting shatcharis now, the woman for the first guy, you wouldn't have even got the shidduch then.
If a shatcharis
expects $1,000, he has wrong expectations. He has to give a third to another person.
Even without telling them,
if he doesn't know.
You should realize if you're calling him with the idea,
yeah.
You're the parent calling with the idea that you got the idea. He didn't present the idea
right.
The Shatman had no way of knowing that the person was taking medication, that there was something wrong.
Yeah.
Is it still a.
Still method choice.
Rabbi,
huh?
If I have the idea myself and I can't really show. I've asked somebody to rest. I can take a third off because it was my idea.
Yes. If your idea and shidduch goes through, you get a third. you're a parent. You're in the Negev Davar. No, you don't count. You're in the Negev. A parent is considered in the Negev Davar. They don't get shatchanes.
Huh?
No, you can't take up the third also. No. No.
What happens if you have the minig of your mother is not to pay till the chasen? Yeah. The minig of my mother is to pay right away.
Where did they get married? Here?
No,
the
both, they don't. The
chasen
lives in one place, you live in one place, and the
other
is in another place.
You're busted a minig of the chasen, probably. I don't know. I have to think about it. I have to look. Okay. That's a different shiloh. Right, so. Okay.
Does it make a difference if it's a professional
shotgun? Doesn't make a difference. Only not puny to your professional shotgun, not professional shotgun, is the guy that is so like sullen. And why are they sullen? In other words, if a shotgun comes to me and tells me that I have a shidduch for you, then if you don't pay it on time, you're not ugly sullen. But if they come to you, if you ask a shatkin to speak a shidduch, then it's a shadow of my sullen. You know, he's like your employee, he's working for you now. If he comes on his own and says, I have a shidduch for you, then Rabbi Yashiv writes, there's no way to say sullen. He's a self-employed person. But if I go and ask to speak to shidduch, then he comes my employee. Once he comes my employee and the shidduch goes through, and you don't pay on time, you're able to sit there isolated solemn. Doesn't make professional, not professional. It doesn't make a difference. If you ask the person, you call, listen, I want you to talk to shidduch, this person I know has a daughter, and I want you to speak it for my son. So he comes now my shliach, he's like my worker now. So then, if you don't pay him on time, then you're able to do Eisrei Solem. But if the Shatran comes to you, huh? So it depends. It depends on the Minigam Markov. The Minigam Markov is to pay right after the Shidduch, then you have to pay the Solems right that day. And if they're not, then at least before the Chasna, but you can't wait after the Chasna.
What's the
Minigam Markov? Minigam is no such Minigam, so I tell people right before the Chasna, that's it.
How much is the Minigam
Markov? Depends on what the, how much money they have. You're talking about talking about poor people, or regular middle income people.
Regular people
is probably between $1,000 to $1,500.
Poor.
Huh?
Poor people.
$500. Rich people, $1,800, $2,500, $5,000. One guy asked me once, not long ago, yes, he did a, he's a well to do person. He says, "What's the going rate?" I says, "For you?" He says, "Yes." So I said, "It's between $1,000 and $5,000. So he gave $5,000.
And again, it doesn't make a difference.
Do you
have any more kids?
Huh?
What?
I know someone who paid $25,000 for Shidduch. Okay, so the people.
Huh?
What?
If a guy calls you,
why does
he become just the same
field
that you have to pay him?
Tell him if you find information you don't want.
I understand, but I'm saying, like you said, that if the person, if you call a person to do it,
then it's your you worker.
But if somebody calls you to do the shit, he wouldn't be over.
Oh, right.
Why doesn't he become your worker?
No, because he's doing it himself, then. He's his own employee. He's trying, because he wants to make some money. Huh? Huh? You pay taxes, you gotta ask your accountant.
You have to take up the taxes before you give it to the guy.
Okay.
You have to take
off money. Huh? Yeah, sure. If you get shot, Connors, you have to pay my some money. Yeah, sure. Alright. Someone called up. He's lending money to a business, to a corporation. He's lending money to a company. They want to borrow from I think he told me $100,000. So the question is, does he need a hedge risk or not? You know, a yachid borrows the money. The shayla of a corporation is not sure you have a chiv hedge risk. You know, let me just give a little background. The thing is, when you borrow money from somebody, you pay interest on it. Two yechidim borrow money, and someone lends you $10,000. You have to pay, and it's made it's interest loan. You have to write a hedge risk. If you don't write the risk, you're now taking ribbons. But over here, the corporation needs it to fund it. So they want to borrow from the yachid. They want to borrow for money. They want to borrow money to help for the corporation. The question is, and the corporation is going to pay back the money. So the question is, does the corporation need a hedge risk? So it's a big machlekes in the Paiskim.
What is a corporation legally?
Corporation means a non-entity. There's no shibra guf. You have no personal responsibility. You have no, so that's a corporation. A corporation, let's say, if it goes bankrupt, they can't go after the owners of the business. It's a self-entity by itself, and the people who own the corporation are not personally responsible. So there's no shibra guf. Let me finish. So if there's no shibra guf, it's a big machlokes in the paiskim if there's you need a hetzer risk or not. There are kama paiskim that hold that you should have a hetzer risk. Ramosha has in the second chayek Yerideya, and also in the third chayek Yerideya, there he says clearly that a corporation, you do not need a hetzer risk. You're not a risk. If you're paying, Marshall Solomon has a bank account. Let's see, they say MB Financial is Jews. It used to be Jews. I don't know if they're Jews now, but it used to be Jews. So if they're paying you interest, let's say you have money in a savings account, they're paying you interest, the shayla, do you need a hedge risk or not? To pay them interest, if they're yidden, then you have to have a hedge risk. But if they're paying you interest, you don't have to. So here the corporation is lending money to the corporation, so the corporation is going to pay interest to an individual. So that's a machleshi not. The Moshin in several truths says that you don't need a hedge risk. But the other place can hold you do. So I tell people, if it's the easy people to deal with, you're dealing with Shem Shabbos people, the best thing you have to call is and do a hedge risk. It's no big thing. You just sign, you fill out a form and you sign it. But if, let's say there's a problem and say non-Shem Shabbos, or someone who doesn't want to deal with a hedge risk, so you could go without it because the corporation. Same thing also, corporation. A lot of times, you know, there are businesses that need money, they go to a bank and they borrow money. But there's no person. If there's no personal shivur aguf, then there's no problem. Today, most banks don't go with that because they make wherever they get a shivur aguf, they'll try to get a shivur aguf if they can, unless the property is so, you know, in such a way that they don't have to get a shivur aguf. Yes.
I understand. And sometimes people loan money to a business. They loan money to a business.
Yeah.
So is this about to pay them?
Interest, yeah. The shiny hatziska, they can pay him interest. Shiny hatziska, according to a Moshe, they don't need. The business owes the money, and the business is incorporated, and there's no personal liability. There's no person. There's no shibur aguf. Then that's okay. I once asked a Moshe many years ago. By me, it was a big chiddush, and I told the people to say it's a big chiddush. But Moshe says a portion of it. Let's say I lend money to someone else. Say yachid, one yachid to another yachid. But I tell him, you have no shibur aguf. You have to pay me back, but no shibur aguf. In other words, if you don't pay me, what can I do? I won't go after your property. So Moshe says, you only have to use it then also. Because no shibur aguf. The Holy said is shibur aguf. No shibur aguf. You don't even have to risk it then. But normally that's not the case. Normally you want your money back. If you're not going to go, you go after his possessions.
Between two yechidim?
Huh? Between two yechidim, yeah.
Then you don't come back to
Rabbanon? It's not anything. It's no business. No shibur aguf. It's no business.
What about mortgages?
Huh?
What about mortgages?
Mortgage from a bank?
Yeah, but they sell them all the time. I mean, all of a sudden you get a letter. They sold your mortgage to another entity.
Yeah, but what's that do with Hatziska? I mean, you're paying rebate
that.
Yeah, but you're paying, most of the time when they sell, you don't even know who's going to, and you go bust the road, where about going? So it's no problem then. All right.
So if there's no shibur aguf, so then, you know, if you have a credit card of a parent to a child, the parent's not going to go after any shibur aguf for the thing. Why can't the child pay the interest on the credit card?
Huh? Because you could go after him, unless you make a tenant.
They're not going to do that. They'll say that.
Yeah, but still, there is a shiur. You see, Michael, you can't do it. It's a dishmus. All right, stocks in a corporation. Stocks in a corporation. Someone buys stocks in a corporation. The din is, invests in certain companies and so on. So the din is, you don't have to worry about cashers, you don't have to worry about Shabbos, you don't have to worry about Tafis, Chazra Mesurim. If you have no say in the company, you just own a limited liability. You have only limited liability. You have no say in the corporation. You buy into the company. If the stock goes up, you make money. If your stock goes down, you lose money. Mm-hmm. And when they sell it, when they sell the company, that's probably when you make the money. So the question is, are you allowed to own and collect, say, like McDonald's? McDonald's, I think, is a public health corporation. Yeah.
Yeah.
All these things they sell veils to Trefus, Schayed Ram Esurim. It's a Goyish company. So, are you allowed to?
Yeah,
the huh?
Yeah,
the main business is the main business not to. Yeah. You're allowed to. You have no say in the company. There's no shayla of Basacharav, no shayla of Tarfis. There's no problem. That's extensive Kamaro Paiskin.
Do they talk about this?
They don't talk about it, but the emotional when you share it and so on, you know, there's millions of shares out there. So who says I'm getting the part from the various shares? I'm getting part from that has no boss of Khalif.
What if you do have somewhat of a say? It's a very small, one of these high tech corporations, whatever.
You don't have a say. If you're not on board of directors, it means nothing. Pesach is also no problem, right? Okay. Woman wearing gloves. On Shabbos, place there's no erev. The women wear gloves. The place it's cold outside, can she wear gloves? By men, there's some people are mocked not to wear gloves. It's because it's cold. You might take it off while you're walking. Want to say shalom aleichem to somebody? They normally take off the gloves. Women, they're cloud, they don't take off the gloves even when they say hello to somebody. So by women, we're certainly not mocked. They're allowed to go. Even gloves, there's an aruch hashulchan that says by wearing gloves that normally the vinegar is not to wear gloves. Well, it's kar gadol. Like sometimes, you know, it's real cold. Mine's below zero with the wind and so on. Then you can wear gloves. I tell people, what's the shear? I say, if you put your hands in the pocket and your hands are still cold or won't warm up, then you can wear gloves. That's just what I tell people the shear is.
Even men.
I'm talking about men. Women mechalos could wear, but even men. The Aruch Hashulchan says it's kar gadol, then you can wear gloves then. So I tell people, what's the shear? If I would say, if someone has some shear, if you put your hands in the pocket, wall and stool will stay cold, it'll get real, real cold, then you could wear gloves then. Alright. Someone had a baby very prematurely. It was, I think, 29, 30 weeks. And the baby was, I think, a pound and a half. So they called up, and the baby, the doctor says that things will work out. That, well, Mr. Hashem, the baby will be okay. So the question is, when do you name the girl? When do you name it? If it was a girl, when do you name it? If it's a boy, you wait for the bris. This could take 2-3 months, whatever it is. You wait 6 months. No, right, it could take a long time. So you wait till the until the bris. But by a girl, you can name it already immediately. If I can't, I saw some is strong. They say Shadavka name it. The baby should have a skus. So when you dam for it, it has a name.
Yeah,
some say, but the minig is to wait till afterwards. Minig is to wait till afterwards. Till the bris. You're allowed to put it on the birth certificate, put the name, that's no problem. But, we're talking about name. So you can give the name. When do you give the name? When you have someone has a healthy girl, when do you give the name? Do you give it the first, let's say it's born on Sunday. So you give it on Monday, you wait till Shabbos. So the swarm, there's different sheetahs, like everything else. Somehow you wait to Shabbat. Somehow you do it the first time in Kriyas HaTorah. A different hagan. And some chassidic places they wait 5 days. Where they get 5 days, I don't know. By some mechassidic bizam, some people they wait 5 days before they give the name. Where they get 5 days, I don't know exactly where it comes from. So the question to do, I tell people what I heard from a number of abanim, that what you do is you wait until. Why you give the name? Why how you give the name? When you have to name a shul? Because you want to fasten the name. So the reason is you wait. Usually, in most shuls, the minyan on Shabbos is bigger than during the week. The week now one goes to Davin, and now there's a number of minyanim for Shachris. But on Shabbos, it's all one big minyan, so it's a bigger minyan. So then you have to fasten the name, so you wait till Shabbos, so it's more of a piece of the name. Alright. Hey. You could put the name on birth certificate, yeah. Even though you didn't give the name yet, the boy or girl, you could, yeah. Ask them, huh? You have to need it for insurance, not the.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
All right.
What?
Hospital needs a name too.
Right, yeah. Alright. Someone had a baby, and there was premature, the same case, premature. She's on one floor, and the baby's on a different floor. So the question is, can she go and see the baby on Shabbos to see the baby? She's not nursing the baby. I say, you're nursing the baby? No. So I told her you can't. I mean, what the heck is there? I mean, it's more psychological than, can she have a guy push the elevator to go to another floor? She pushed the elevator. Stairs, she had a C-section, so she couldn't walk stairs. So the question was, can she use an elevator? The din is, there's no heter for that. There's no tzarech for it. So you don't use the elevator, because it could be some elevators, each person on it uses more electricity. We don't use it. We don't do it.
What if the goy by her own brought it down?
Huh?
What if the goy brought the baby down?
Without telling you on your own, then you could look at it already. Once it's down already, it's no problem. They don't. We won't take it out. They'll never take it out of the nursery. Yeah, they're not going
to.
Yeah. Alright. You have a non-Jewish woman working in your house sometimes. On Shabbos, come to Shabbos. Sometimes she come out to Shabbos. The Shabbos, can she clean up after the Shabbos Suda? Wash the dishes, clean up after paying her. The dinners, clean ups, if she's a possibility, she could come. Matzoi Shabbos, she comes on Shabbos to make it easy for herself, and then is she's allowed to clean up right after the Suda. And payment, like I mentioned before, payment, if you know she's going to be there, say, for an hour, you pay $10 an hour, so you prepare the money before Shabbos, and she can take it out. There's no use of carrying for you, because she's carrying her own money. Interesting shayla. First, I had such a shayla. Someone has a whiskey bottle, whiskey, schnapps. He finishes a bottle of schnapps. So he says, I make my own schnapps. He bought a bottle of schnapps, finished it. Now he wants to make, in the same bottle, he wants to use it to make more schnapps. Why? Because it has the taste, how do you call it, the flavor. The flavor is still in the bottle. So they'd rather use the same bottle again. Do I have to eternal the bottle or not? No. That's eternal. I bought it from the store. Normally I would throw it in the garbage. Well, most people throw it in the garbage. But I want to save it. Do I have to eternal then or not? So, it's a Shiloh Paiskim. One second. The Shiloh Paiskim. Huh?
What if you want to mix the flavor in your
Yeah. How are you going to lose the flavor? When you stick it in the water, you wash it out?
You have to wash it out.
Huh? I'm just trying to say, my shaykh ha'ya, okay? So I told him to shayla, I told him to ha'ya kisa paiskim, but Ramesh had the tshuva, and he says like this. He says a chiddush like this. Let's say your regular jar, you finish your jar. Normally you throw, let's say, mayonnaise jar. It's glass, this is made from glass, potato made from plastic, but let's say it's made from glass. You throw a pickle jar. Right after this, you wanna reuse it. So Moshe comes up with a chiddush, and he says, "Listen, normally a jar is supposed to be thrown in the garbage. Now I decide I want to keep it, so it's like a yid made into a keli. Yid make a keli, there's no chiv tila." Yeah. I looked around if anyone says like this, so I found that Maril Diskin says it's a steer. Maril Diskin, which is quoted in Shulam Mitzvah Malacha, there he says exact same Torah. As a Moshe, you made a keli. Exactly. Of course, Maldiskin, say where Maldiskin is. Maldiskin that I saw in the back of the Chuvas Maldiskin, there he says you still have to table it. So where he got exactly, I don't know. But so Maldiskin is see exactly what he wrote. But just what Moshe held that see if I decide I want to keep it, then you just make a keli. You make a keli. There's no chiv tefila. In fact, if someone wants to be machma and be table it, I would tell him to table it out of bracha. Because the shot, because the kosher Moshe don't make. So if you want to be mach mitayvut, at least be tayvut without a bracha. When you finish it, when you have the candies in there, you keep the candies. But once you finish it, normally people, well, it's mostly plastic anyway. No,
they have glass.
Okay, so if it's glass, while the food is in there, so you can eat it. When you empty it out. I don't know, it's made to throw, it's probably not made to throw away, no, it's made to save.
That's part of the gift.
That's part of the gift. Then I would say you should table then.
Why aren't disposable the same halacha?
Disposable?
Disposable is made one time. You're
going to
use it more than one time,
and
you're
machadish to table. What do you mean, by loom pen? Loom pens depends on your das. When you buy a loom pen.
You make it.
Huh?
When you're going to reuse it.
When you buy it, it's your decision how many times you want to use it.
And they sell it only for
one. That's not true. They sell it because they want to make money. It's up to the buyers what his das is. Some people use it over many times until it gets ruined, and some people just use it once, and that's it. This is the type of people. Huh? So you cheated yourself in the beginning, you mean? You want the honest in the beginning, you know.
Somebody gives you a gift from a resident or something that comes in at a
lower. That's meant to throw out.
Then you
don't have to.
But let's say then you decide.
Yeah. Let's say, for instance, you buy a cake. You buy a pie. A pie comes in an aluminum pan. So those pans, if you want to reuse it, then you probably table it without. You don't have to table it at all. But if you buy empty pans, it's on that's like it. Some people use it one time, use it 10 times, and so on. So I would say if you plan to use it once, then you don't have to table it. If you plan to use it more than once, then you should table it even before the first time.
The Paiskim say that just because a Jewish woman looks at using his hand more than it's supposed to, it still has a shame to dispose of. That doesn't make it a keli.
What?
Just because they're cheap, but that doesn't make it a keli. To me, it's a disposable thing. I know Rabbi Schwartz said that, and other places can say that. And that's far. I'm wondering what you think of that far.
I'm just telling what your Moshe held. The Moshe held depends. If you plan to use more than once, you have chiv tefila for the first time. And if it's in the tshuva, he says a little different, but this is what he said privately. He said if you plan to use more than once, even for the first time, you need tefila. In the tshuva, he writes that if you use the plan a few times, then you need to try before him. But I heard from once. Right.
Someone gives you a tray of chicken for supper.
Yeah. That's then. Then you don't have to tail it. You don't have to tail it then. Again, if it comes like a pie, or a tray of chicken, they give in. So it's maybe made to throw it afterwards, because they don't want it back. So maybe to throw it afterwards. Then if you print it, clean it out, and use it again, then you have to tail it. But if you buy it empty, as an empty thing, then I think what you're talking, Shamil, I think you're talking about when you buy with food in it, then you have to tail it afterwards. You told me even it's empty. Yeah. Okay.
It's meant to throw away. This person has to be. You know, here in Chicago, a lot of the places they put a little sticker on the glass trays of the candy.
Yeah.
That you have to title it.
Yeah.
Because they can't title it for you.
Right.
They put a sticker on it.
All right. All right.
If you had yardside candles,
someone call me. What?
Yardside candles and glasses. Do you have to toggle those glasses?
The same thing. You could, if you plan to keep it's made to throw out.
Right.
So you use it afterwards. You don't have to toggle then. Okay.
What about Ian? If you didn't finish everything, you put the Shabbos dinner, 8 pieces of chicken, you only used 3. Now you're going to take the can back.
As long as it's still for food in there, you don't have to. You don't have to take it out. You don't toggle it. Someone call me from a store. Interesting, Shaila. I'm at a store. And I want to buy a crock pot. What should I do? Should I buy the flat ones or the one that has like the inserts? So I told them whichever is better. You know, it's the two types. The ones that the slow cookers, the ones that come like a flat base.
Two separate pieces.
They're both two separate pieces, but one fits into another, and one is like a fat, like a tray, like a hakala tray. There's two types, huh? Yeah, you put the pot on top of it. So Shaila, what to do it? So I told him, this is my nafkamina, because there's some people claim that Shlomo Zalman held that if you have an insert, you should put some rocks in there, put some there to pick it up a little bit.
That's one
problem? Huh? That's one problem, right. So I told him, this is what I told him, whichever one you like, that's the one you should buy.
You have to put something in it?
You don't have to put anything. We hold you don't have to put anything in it. Mishabura, I'll do not throw anything into it.
You have to put aluminum over the knob.
It's the chatzkiva. It's good to do it. You don't have to, but the chatzkiva should be the chatzkiva. You put it through the whole circumference. A piece of aluminum inside, right? Through the whole circumference, you put a piece of aluminum for it in a crock pot.
And you don't have to put on the knob.
No, it's nice to put. If you remember, you put on the knob.
Put it on the knob.
Should not change it, that's all.
If you don't see the fire on the inside, you
don't put aluminum foil, is there a problem with chazar? Yeah, sure.
It's only for
hekka. Doesn't make a difference. So chazar, you need something, a hekka eish. The Ran says in Perikira, you need a hekka gav eish. It doesn't help. If I just put a piece of tape on the knob, and I don't put a piece, a blech, I don't have a blech, let's say I have a regular stove. Top. I don't have a black, but I put a piece of tape on knob. There's no shasha michata. All the place can speak out. You still cannot. It's a chazar. There has to be something al gav eish. There has to be something al gav eish. Huh? Sure, there's eish. You can't see it. You know, today they make stoves. Today you don't see the flame. Also, you buy the Corningware, the certain ones you can't even see it.
It gets red.
Huh?
It gets red.
Not all of them.
Sure, otherwise you'll burn yourself.
Huh?
You burn yourself
anyway if you don't see it.
Alright. You put the rocks in, that's enough for Hekka for Chazara?
What?
I have rocks in the thing.
Not that Chazara, that's out Atzmona. The rocks they put in is Atzmona, not because of Chazara.
Chazara, I have to line it.
You have to line it.
Why isn't the actual equipment?
You need something that you don't have there all week round. You need something that's different. That's the hecker. Something that's different. All right.
What if the crock pot goes off on Shabbos?
Yeah.
And the chonk gets in trouble.
If it's too hot, the chonk. Huh?
What's the shear of how hot can you put it on the stove?
If as long as it's still nechom machmes chemusa, you can pick it up and put it on the stove on a blech. You put on a blech. Has to be nechom machmas chemusa. That's the lashon Moshe uses.
What's the definition of that?
A little bit warm. It's a little bit warm. A little bit warm is enough. Yeah.
So it doesn't
have to be hot sweat as
well. You have to put it little by little on the blech. No, first.
No, you can put it if you take it from a crock pot. You can put it directly on gav deish on the blech on the eish.
Even though it's in yad sweat.
What?
Even if it's just a little bit warm, it's not.
Doesn't make a difference. You can put it on, if you take it from a crock pot, the flame went out.
Yeah.
You're allowed to take it and put it on directly on part A of directly on the black with Ashes.
It's cooled off, but it's just a bit of warm.
That's Binecho Machmas Chemusai.
Not when it's down on the gummy.
If it's down on the gummy, then it's a Chazor. Yeah. No, he's not so. He says still a little bit warm.
Right.
So it's Necho Machmas Chemusai, then there's no Issa.
Isn't the shear?
How do you make a black in an oven?
Huh? You can't make a black. We're talking about the stove that it starts burning. You can put a piece of moon foil, yes, you could if you have. If you have, that would be a blech. Piece of moon foil inside would be a blech.
You don't have to.
The mushrooms you need from all six sides, but many places can disagree with him. So I tell people if you have a piece of moon foil inside, that would be okay for a blech.
On the rack.
On the rack, yeah. You leave it all week, but that's not the way you should be doing it. Doesn't make a difference. That's not the way the crock pot was made for, to put a piece of moon foil there. If you live it all week, then it's okay. Yes.
Why does a disposable not need table?
Because it's not Shem Kaley. If you only use it once, it has not Shem Kaley, you don't have to table it.
It's something which doesn't have Shem Kaley. You only use it once, or it's not a real Kaley. It doesn't find any trouble.
It depends on what the thing is. It's most of the aluminum pans. A lot of them make the spot right away.
But a can of tuna, when you open a can of tuna, it's not...
That's not a can, it's just to hold the food.
Yeah, so it's not a case. So why is the whole problem of opening a can with two holes, etc.? Yeah.
That's because they're Shabbos, making kale on Shabbos or something else.
It's different.
Yeah. So call over to Shiloh, interested Shiloh, Friday. They want to Makar the next door neighbor, who's not showing the Shabbos. So they bake the challah for them. Take a challah for them. So she had for Shabbos. The non-from family. After Shabbos, she got a call from the non-from family. That challah tasted delicious. So why? What do you do? So what I we had challah, but what I did is I warmed it up. I put it in the oven on Shabbos. And mommy, she let it warm up, and you have a hot challah. There's nothing as good as having a hot challah. So Shiloh is now. She wants to. She'll give a challah this Shabbos. She'll warm up again. She's going to. Can I give a challah again? Do I have to worry what the end is going to do with the challah? Then stick it in the oven and warm it up again. So say if the taka is going to do it, then you have to find somebody later.
What about the bracha?
Huh?
You have to give a challah.
They're going to eat anyway. No, that's no worry. We're not worried about that.
They're going to eat it without washing and benching also.
Right, yeah.
So what about inviting them to your house?
Huh?
What about inviting them to your house? They are.
You're allowed. We once spoke about this year. They're allowed to invite people, even though they don't make a bracha. Chatzki, you should try to make a bracha, but if you know them is snagged, then you can invite them. You can have them come and eat by you anyway. Yeah. What? About one. Okay. Another Shiloh. Someone was making a coffee, and the milk came down. Usually, you have the hot water from the spout goes into the cup, but it seems that they put in the cup beforehand some milk beforehand, and the water went in there, and the water touched the spout. So the question you want to know. Does it make the whole percolator to milchix? Hot water, does it make the whole thing into milchix or not?
Why don't you worry about bishul?
Huh?
No.
It wasn't Shabbos. It wasn't Shabbos. It's not talking about Shabbos. It's talking about Stomazai. Using hot water. So you wanna know if you make the whole thing into milchix or not? So I told them what the best thing to do is not use it for 24 hours, and then you could reuse it again. Because, first of all, it's not by nuts, nice time by nice time. Secondly, it's the shefa. Usually, she should connect it anyway. So, best thing to be able to chol hadeis, don't use this percolator for 24 hours, and then there's no problem. Huh?
And it's also suffered
in the sefer kulua. There's a few things. Right.
Someone
call a shilas. I never heard this before. The Indians, I'm from India, not the. Not just for reservation. Indians have a special day of holiday. You know, Goyim have Katzmach. And so he works for a company. They have many Indians work in their company. And the Baal Bas, who owns the company, lives in India. And he told his worker, the Jewish worker, who's a high employee over there, he says, I want you to give presents to all the Indians on their day of Avodah Zarah. Because by us, this is not so hard, because you have because to give a present for the Chagas, Ramos says, this is only doctrine on the holiday itself. But before 3 days, you know, within 3 days, we're not makbid so much today about 3 days before the holidays. You give for a holiday, after a holiday, is no problem. But here, they're makbid dafka together on the day of the holiday. I never had the shahad before. You ever hear such a thing? Indians, I don't even know when the chog is, but they have a special day. So that, but they work. They go to work that day.
Now,
huh?
They have different holidays. Not everyone's going
to Zohar. They told me it's Avodah Zohar holiday.
Their whole religion is about Zohar.
Huh?
Their whole religion is about
Zohar. Yeah, but there's but
less about
Zohar. I don't. So anyway, so the question was, can they give it on the Mamasha day of holiday? So that's the Shulchan Aruch clearly says he can. So I asked him, will it cause you problems if you get someone else to do it? He says no. So I said, have one of the guys do it, and that's it. Let's just take a pass on it.
If he has to sign the check, there's no problem.
Huh?
Nothing
will sign checks. Oh, for no, they're giving presents. They're giving out presents, you know.
Even though it's not his gift.
Huh?
The gift is from the guy in India.
Yeah, but question is of Naive over here. Shiloh is Naive over here. So I said, I asked him first of all, can someone else do it? Yeah, someone can do it, let them do it.
Then
why
is it usher if it's not your gift? It's the boss's
gift
in India.
I try to get out of it. If there's a problem at all, if someone else can give it, then what's the problem? If you're stuck with it,
right.
Then there's a makom to make. Because it could be if other people could do it, it's only Shaila Messiah. Messiah is Noissa by Goy. Alright. But if it's someone else could do it, that takes care of all problems. Matza Shabbos in the hospital. If you're in the hospital to Shabbos and the Chayla, they allow you to, you can make Abdallah, but they don't allow Aish. So what do you do with Aish? So I told them, so it was in the gay last night. In the hospital, he's making Abdullah for his wife. But the question is, what does he do, Baruch? They're not going to let you light a flame in the hospital. So I told them that the chi of Baruch, there's only the sack in it to do by Abdullah. The way to, you don't have Aish then, you could do it later also. You could do it later also. So I said, your wife does not have Aish in the hospital when you get home. If you remember, don't forget to say Baruch. Because Baruch, you can only say Motze Shabbos. What? You can't use for Baruch, no. Can't. Alright, we'll stop there. Once I know, there's no shir next Sunday. However, there's shir Tuesday on how you deal with elderly parents. We'll have that shir will be upstairs.
Same time?
Same time, 9:15 to 10:15. But there's no shir next Sunday, there's no shir.